This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hour number three, darn it, Denise just walked in. Cal and I and Todd, we're going to do a quick case or no case. Case or no case, we answer, and then Denise walks in.
Done. He already knows my answer.
Yeah, no case.
Reds lose.
Oh, welcome to hour three of the funnest, most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes you learn something, radio show on Earth. Other than those cool alien shows, you've got to tune into Radio Law Talk. I'm telling you, I don't know why we're not in 1,000 stations by now, Todd and Denise. What are we doing? We have the best show. This is the best show. There's no doubt this is the coolest show. You can learn stuff. You can have fun. You've got two goofy guys. We got a guy that misses all the time. And then you've got a beautiful young lady that's very smart, much smarter than Todd and I combined. But we won't let her know that.
And by the way, we are growing. There are more stations picking us up gradually here and there, but,
Well, I hear we're in New Jersey.
We don't know that yet.
We can't. Well, the answer is it is.
Can't really announce it yet.
Yeah, we can't announce it yet, but yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, okay. That's okay.
My bad.
There's three more stations picking us up. Over and above the ones we have talked about.
In major markets.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There is Chicago. There's two stations in Chicago that keep saying they're going to pick us up, and it's just this back and forth. The radio is a difficult business, but they're going to pick us up. But now, you're right, Denise, there's three major markets that have come to us. Yeah, I just opened it. Oh, that's right.
Is there a mouse in that?
That little gelatinous blob in there is actually a mouse that Fred put in there 75 days ago.
I just opened
now Denise doesn't want it.
Yeah. Those of you who listen to the first hour, you'll understand that.
That would make a great band name. I'm in a band, and every time we hear something, we're like, oh, that'd make a great band name. Gelatinous Blob. Gelatinous goo. Yes.
Gelatinous goo.
Awesome. Heavy metal.
You're welcome. I just want to cut.
Yeah. All right. Gelatinous glue. But we're here. We're going to talk about some interesting things. We're going to talk about the duck boat lawsuits. We're going to talk about handgun. There's an issue. This is a law, over 100-year-old law.
Well, 95-year-old.
95-year-old law that a judge overturned in California. Let's see if it goes to the Supreme Court to see what happens. Charlie Rose, sexual harassment case. CBS is trying to get out of those lawsuits. We're going to talk about Weinstein fighting back in his cases. Man, the nails are coming out. And be prepared for Weinstein's not going to roll over. It's going to be something interesting. But more importantly is case or no case. More points for me to catch up with Todd and Denise, maybe pass it.
Overtake him.
So,
because we're tied.
Yeah, we're tied. So they're tied. So
it could happen. I'm not going to deny it.
You're
it could happen.
Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We have an Instagram, Radio Law Talk. Or you can go to our Facebook page, Radio Law Talk, or www.radiolawtalk.com. Again, it's 855, and just go Law Radio. And what is it, Denise, the numbers?
855-529-7234.
And thank you, Joseph, who called in hour one. We appreciate it. And we had some great things to talk about during the manifest.
You can also send any messages you want to info@radiolawtalk.com. Cal gets those, so if you have ideas for case or no case, share them.
If you're listening in Chico or other Dallas, other markets where the program is delayed, that's the best way to get in touch with us is via the email info@radiolawtalk.com.
Go ahead, talk.
I just got to say something about people that call in. I mean, we say, you know, if you want to call in, go ahead and call in. Personally, and maybe I speak for both of my compadres here, that's one of my favorite times of the show is when folks call in. Because you know, we prepare stuff. Right? So I prepare stuff that I go ahead and I want to talk about, and we kind of got this. I'm not prepared for the case or no case, but I usually know Cal's lying. But when people call...
At least you think you know.
Obviously, with your points,
obviously not. Yeah.
But when people call in, I really like that because, I mean, first off, it puts you on the spot.
It does. We all look at each other. And
okay, what can I come up with? It sort of it helps me out. But I just think it brings a lot of flavor. I love hearing what the interests are out there. So it's not just you can call in and we like it. It is... I love it when you call in. It's a highlight of the show for me when folks call
it
in.
It adds a lot to the show.
It does.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, let's do case or no case. Well, let's get it rolling. Let's do case or no case.
Okay.
Third hour.
Here we go.
Now it's
third
time
hour.
To play
All right,
case
here we go.
Or no case.
Yay!
All right. His name was Wilbur. Her name was Annabelle. He was a very powerful politician in Washington, D.C. Annabelle was his lover, but not his wife. One night, Wilbur was driving home from an evening engagement, shall we say, with Annabelle in the car. His limousine was weaving back and forth and speeding down the highway. A D.C. police officer pulls him over, and Annabelle immediately jumps out of the car and into the tidal basin near the Washington, D.C. Capitol.
What's a tidal basin?
Well, you know where all those reflecting pools and all that stuff
water.
Are? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very, very famous landmark.
Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is that a cough?
No, this isn't.
Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, that's a good call to me. So the question is, A, case or no case?
What?
Cop pulls him over for, and he, oh, by the way.
And?
The,
what
the,
did that have to do with it?
The very powerful man was intoxicated.
Okay.
But he wasn't driving the limo.
Yes, he was, if they think. Well, he said no, but there were two other people in the limo who said, I wouldn't drive. And the woman wasn't driving. She hopped out of the passenger side door, so there were four people in the car. The other three said they were not driving, and Wilbur said...
Annabelle didn't die?
No. She jumped into the tidal pool, which is like a little wading pool, and got her very expensive dress all wet, splashing around and cavorting.
Oh.
Rollinsy hair.
And of course, this is splashed all over the front pages of the newspapers around the world and, in fact, causes Annabelle Bastitella to change her name eventually. So...
To Hillary?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Now you just harshed my bus on the whole thing. Here I had this nice mental image, and now... Nothing. Okay, so Denise Dirks.
Oh, yes, I knew it.
Wait a minute, stop. This is like you not even a fourth of the facts.
You can ask me questions.
Okay, look, Denise,
well,
can I ask a question?
What's the case? I mean, I'm like...
What happened? Is this a drunk driving case? What do you have here? You've got a guy, a very powerful politician, obviously out to doing weird things. He's pulled over for DUI. What happens when a powerful politician gets pulled over
case
for DUI?
Or no case?
Right, is it a case?
What type of case, though? Is it a civil? You ask a,
no, not she, a civil, criminal case.
Oh, does he get
charged with DUI?
That's basically the question I'm asking.
And where did he get pulled over at?
In Washington, D.C.
On a road or in a parking lot?
No, on a road.
What year?
1974.
This is Chappaquiddick.
1970.
Chappaquiddick was earlier.
I know that, but he's like liking it under Chappaquiddick. I'm helping you out, Denise.
I just want you to remember that nobody was injured in this case, physically injured in this case. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So Denise Dirks, I'm just going to ask him. We only have a minute.
I'm going to say that...
And you don't have to give your answer. You can wait for a minute if you want.
I want the callers to help us on this one.
Yeah.
I need help.
Please help us. No, there's something that rings true about it, but I think they're going to get off. I mean, I think that this event happened, but back in 1974, politicians probably got off on...
Remember, this is post-Nixon. I'm just putting that out there. This is post-Watergate.
Interesting.
Okay. I'm going to say case, and he pleads to a lesser offense.
All right. That's your answer. And Fred, we'll hear your answer when we come back, and then Todd will hear your answer, which, of course, will be, it's no case.
I'm glad that we have to take a break. This is bizarre.
Stay off your phones, you guys.
We will. All right. We'll be right back with case or no case. The bizarre case.
Hey, tweet us at case or no case. Hashtag case or no case.
All efforts advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for...
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Smoked 12,000 packs of cigarettes over 15 years. She quit, and now there's a new lung cancer screening that could save her life. You stopped smoking, now start screening. No matter how much you smoked, early detection could save you. Talk to your doctor or learn more at savedbythescan.org.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now, back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Case or new case? Reiterate it again really
quick. I have
quick.
To say that there's so much detail in this and so much cavorting going on.
I like the word cavorting.
I know you do, but I'm thinking that maybe that is not a case, huh?
So are you saying no case, or are you?
No, I'm going to stick with what I said because... Because Todd likes to egg me on.
And so what you said was?
I said that it is a case, and he pled to a lesser offense.
All right, Mr. Fred Penny, case or no case, and what's the outcome?
Go over to just very briefly for the listeners.
Okay, Wilbur and I can't remember her name. Now. Hold
Annabelle.
On. Charlotte. Yeah, Wilbur and Annabelle.
Bastelina.
Battistella.
There we go.
Okay, Wilbur and Annabelle are driving home from a night of cavorting in a club, shall we say.
And he's married and he's a politician.
He's married. He's a very prominent politician. At the time, the most powerful non-presidential politician in the country.
It doesn't happen.
How do we know that?
I will tell you.
Why would I know his name?
Yeah. So anyway, we're driving. Well, maybe
Wilbur. Wouldn't we know who Wilbur was?
Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't. I'm just saying. Maybe.
Maybe I was six at the time.
Yeah. So
I was not six. So I was probably 11.
So he's weaving in his speeding limo. The cops pull him over. She, Annabelle, hops out of the car and immediately into the fountains in Washington, D.C., getting water all over her lovely
dress. And he's driving, supposedly.
The other people in the car say, I'm not driving. And Wilbur says, well, the driver of the car, which was not me, officer, was unfamiliar with my vehicle, which was why he was swaying back and forth like, I say, back and forth. Okay, so so that was
it. Right. You know, he sounds like that horse.
Wilbur, see, Mr. Ed and Wilbur.
Oh, right. He sounded more like Foghorn Leghorn.
Exactly what I was going for.
No, I'm a feather number for just such an occasion.
Hey, you're making the millennials listening to us head spin. What's that?
I say. Okay, so, Fred, case or no case, and what was the outcome?
It is so stupid the way you... That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, it is not.
By far, which makes me think... My knee jerk is no case, but it is so off the wall and stupid, it's got to be a case. So I'm doing the psychoanalytical stuff right now. I'm not thinking logically as a lawyer.
Danger zone.
Whole psychoanalytical stuff. And I'm going to say it's a case. I mean, that sounds like a minor Chappaquiddick issue. A case, and no, he does not get prosecuted. And didn't you bring up something about the Annabella was changed her name after that?
That's correct. She did.
Okay, case, and he does not get prosecuted. Does not. Nothing happens to him. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right.
Roll the dice.
But wait. Before we do, I have to clear something up with Fred. Fred said this is the dumbest thing he's ever heard. Now, I'm going to just ask the question, how many years have you been litigating cases, and this is the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
No, this is one of the dumbest. Other than the bite in a donut and it hurt my tooth and the squirrel, but I did get a call one day. Ready for this? Listen, everybody out there. A squirrel bit me in a park. I want to sue the county. In the city. I'm like,
okay. That squirrel should have been behind bars.
You know what I did? I referred it to one of my nemesis lawyers. I said he specializes in that type
of
law.
Squirrel bite.
He's a squirrel bite lawyer.
Fred Penny referred me to you, said you're an expert in squirrel bite.
You're a squirrel bite law lawyer? Yeah, squirrel bite law.
All right, you're giving Todd way too much time to think about
it. All right. And by the way, if you Googled your... Officially disqualified. Okay.
I did not Google. The only thing I looked at on my phone is to see if anybody has participated via Twitter.
Case or case. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So here's the thing. First of all, I find it odd that Wilbur would have been driving his own limo. I mean, normally they're driving their own car if they have a car, but if you have a limo, you have a limo driver normally, and the sole purpose, or not the sole, but one of the reasons for having a limo is so you can go out and drink and do stuff, and you're not the one driving. So it's kind of odd that Wilbur would have been driving his own limo. It does present an interesting issue if somebody got out of the car and ran into the fountains, although if you get pulled over for DUI, the time it takes the officer to get out of their car and get over to your car is very quick, so it's kind of hard to switch up seats and do things like that. And, well, this is just unremarkable as a politician out there with somebody who's not his spouse. I would imagine that is happens more often than we'd like it to happen in Hollywood or in Washington, D.C. So, with all of that, I am going to say... No case!
Oh!
No!
Let me tell you part of my reasoning. If she got out, she got into the fountain, and she's a beautiful woman and, you know, cavorting, that would be for sure. Reporters would come. They're going to take pictures. It's going to get all over. So they had to do something.
Oh, and by the way, they did. I'm sorry, Todd.
Oh, we did it! Yes! Denise and I! Todd, you're rolling the dice way too often, man. You're on red the whole time. Put it on black.
This is why I don't go to Vegas.
Oh, man. The congressman, let me give you the name and see if any of this ever strikes a chord. The congressman's name is Wilbur Mills.
I'm looking it up. Wilbur Mills.
He was the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee.
Oh.
He was an absolute power, and he was a candidate for president, being considered to run for president.
Did he get convicted of DUI?
Oh, wait, let me finish.
Oh, gosh.
He was the miniature LBJ. Yeah. The stripper, her name was, what did they call her, Fanny Fox was her stage name, Annabelle Battistella. And after she did all of this, they called her, she changed her name to the bombshell of, what did she jump into?
The tide pool.
Yeah, I'll get to you. The tide pool bombshell. She changed her name and raised her monthly performance fees. This changed everyone's life. Ended up going into rehab over this and ended up championing the cause of the down and out alcoholic. He actually did one more stupid thing. He went to the strip club and somebody spotted him there while all this was red hot. So she called him out on stage and introduced him to the crowd.
Nice.
And of course that made the news all over the place.
Wilbur Mills.
Cal,
that was great. Let me read Wilbur Mills from his Wikipedia. American Democratic politician who represented Arkansas's 2nd Congressional District of the United States of Representatives from 1939 until his retirement in 1977. That is long. Following a sex scandal as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee from 58 to 74, he was often called the most powerful man in Washington.
And we've got to go. Radio Law Talk will continue in a minute.
Oh, no, but we don't have the result.
I'll tell you afterward. We're hitting a hard break. We'll be right back. I promise. Don't go away.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at pennyandassociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
All you could see was water and wind, and it was very loud winds.
can't really figure out what's going on out there. And later I saw the rescue squad.
Florence, now a tropical storm, and at least 5 people have been killed, including a mother and her baby, when a massive tree blew over in the whipping wind and crushed their house in Wilmington, North Carolina.
They had some old trees behind the house back there. It was only a matter of time for one of them to give, but you can't really predict any of that part.
Adam Sparks lives on the street.
I noticed that they were battening down and stocking up for the storm ahead, just like most of us were. Something like that happened to a neighbor.
In the town of New Bern, North Carolina, many had to be rescued from rising floodwater, the result of storm surge.
We didn't think it would get that bad. I mean, the water's coming from the yard before, but not up into the house.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
And now back to the show. Here's Fred.
Case or no case, and Denise and I had won, and Cal was finishing up telling us if we've won 1 or 2 points.
Yeah, so now Denise said that he pled to a lesser charge.
Yes.
Right? And you said?
He was found not guilty, I said. Not guilty. So I don't remember.
I think you said he wasn't charged.
No, I just said he wasn't guilty. One way or the other, he wasn't charged or wasn't guilty.
Okay.
Whatever.
No charges were filed.
Yes!
Dang it.
And the park police climbed into Mills' limousine and drove the group home.
That's the 70s for you. Nowadays, it would be some big scandal. In those days, it's like, whatever, you know.
It was a big scandal.
Oh.
It was huge. Front page paper. I mean, all kinds of pictures.
Oh,
at first,
nice.
Mills' aides denied that Mills was even there, and he later attributed that to a miscommunication. He said Mrs. Mills wasn't accompanying us because she was at home with a broken foot.
Oh, yeah, 2 a.m.
And then later, after all of this came and I told you about the incident at the strip club, he apologized to his constituents and his wife of 40 years, his childhood sweetheart. And when he was asked for an explanation, he said, look, I drank booze. I mixed booze and some highly addictive pain pills because he had some back surgery the month before. He said maybe it was some combination of all of the above, along with the fact that sometimes people do logic-defying, out-of-character, potentially life-ruining things because they want to have sex.
Really?
That's what Wilbur Mills said.
Huh.
And then he immediately resigned his chairmanship, joined Alcoholics Anonymous, and changed the focus of his life to try to be an advocate for people who are on the rehab from alcohol.
Cal, he was a politician from 1939 to 1977.
He was so powerful.
That is a long time.
Called him the mini LBJ. I mean, he was a powerful man in Congress.
Just like Denise is in the radio.
Very close to that. Well, Denise has sway because, you know, she has a cooler car. But the point is...
I was going to say that your car is cool, too.
Thank you. I like my... Anyway, this is a great story, and it was such big news at the time that... And by the way, she was called the Argentine Firecracker.
Wow.
The stripper. Then she changed her name to the Tidal Basin Bombshell.
Okay.
And she wrote a tell-all book, and Mills was surprised at what she told.
Wow. Yeah.
It was so...
Well, she was married, and Mills met her husband, in fact.
Yeah. He said he was my friend. Yeah. But nonetheless, she was a firecracker and a bombshell. And that, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm glad you could participate with us, that is... Case or no case, and this means Denise gets 1 point, Fred gets 2, and Todd...
So how many points do you have
loser,
now?
Loser, what do I get, Cal? Two more?
Yeah, I'm going to go over here and check, because I haven't written down any of them for today.
Oh, okay, so I got four more.
So Fred has 4 points today, Denise has 3 points today, and...
Yes.
Todd.
Wait,
no,
two.
Two.
I only get two.
Oh, okay, two.
Todd, the big egg.
Yeah, let's see, Todd, once again.
So I'm at 68. Todd's at 67. I don't know what Fred is at.
I should be at 67, I think.
I think you're at 67, too.
Woo, Todd.
Tied with Todd.
I am looking for the lemon bar.
So there you have it, folks, and thanks for listening along to Case or No Case.
Thank you. Prosecutors want to know if Harvey Weinstein has an alibi. Let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. This is interesting. Todd, I know you know a little bit. Todd is kind of the expert when it comes to Hollywood stuff. But Harvey Weinstein, don't forget, what happens is prior to prosecuting someone, a lot of times it goes to a grand jury. Mm-hmm. And a grand jury is citizens that listen to the facts and the evidence, but it's the facts and the evidence that the prosecutors put forth, and they don't. The defense doesn't have a right to come in and do that. And all they say is, hey, there's enough at least there to do a trial. It doesn't mean they're going to win. It's just whether or not they should try to prosecute Harvey. So what they're trying to do is Harvey says he's got an alibi for this one claim. And the Manhattan DA's office says, okay, give us the alibi information. They're not giving it to him. And in the same instance, Harvey's attorneys are saying, we want to hear and get the information on what happened during and before this grand jury trial and what evidence was presented, right?
Basically, and what this comes down to, as I'm looking at all of this, is essentially this is a discovery motion. Now, when we watch trials, and if you saw the very old Perry Mason shows and trials, there's always this gotcha, whodunit, somebody brings up something at trial, and it's the smoking gun evidence that either somebody did it or didn't do it, and the other side is completely shocked because that didn't come up in their investigation, and all of that makes for great television, great movies. It's just not the way it happens in court. Because the courts do not like and believe that justice is not promoted by all of this gotcha stuff.
I agree. Yeah.
And so they have very comprehensive discovery policies where both sides have a responsibility to turn over to the other side any evidence that they intend to use at trial. So if I'm a party to a case and I at some point in time intend, or if it's reasonably likely that I could present something to be heard by the jury, I have to turn that over to the other side. At least in California, the rule is 30 days prior to the date for trial to start. Okay. And that applies to both sides. The prosecution has to turn it over to the defense and the defense has to turn it over to the prosecution.
But aren't there exceptions?
But the only exceptions to that are if you learn of something within the 30-day period. So, I mean, just because...
So they can actually discover what the grand jury was told and what happened in grand jury proceedings?
Well, let's put it this way. If he is going to be charged with this, they are going to take the grand jury proceedings. That was just enough to get the indictment. The prosecution's still going to have to present that same evidence to a jury. They're going to have to say, all right, if I told the grand jury in the grand jury proceedings that you did X, Y, and Z, that's great, I get my indictment, but to convict you, I'm going to have to tell the jury the exact same thing.
Right.
And if I tell the jury that, I got to turn it over to Harvey Weinstein.
But isn't Weinstein saying that you didn't give exculpatory evidence to the grand jury, and that's improper somehow?
Well, that is what he's saying. There's a question as to whether or not they're required to do that. And we're mixing and matching two things here. So the prosecution is required to turn over everything that they are going to present to prove Weinstein is guilty. But the prosecution also has the added requirement of turning over to Harvey Weinstein any and all exculpatory information that the prosecution has.
Got it.
Okay. Now, in this case here, Harvey Weinstein is trying to argue, I have an alibi. And
I don't have to turn it over to you.
And the prosecution is saying, well, first of all, even if the prosecution did have a responsibility to turn over alibi evidence to the grand jury, we didn't know what your alibi evidence was. You've never given it to us. I'm not going to turn that over to the grand jury. And the defense doesn't have a right to participate in the grand jury process anyway.
Right.
So all of that doesn't come up. Now, what the prosecution is trying to do, and I don't know if they can necessarily get away with this, is they're trying to avoid a situation whereby they tip their cards to Harvey Weinstein and say, this is the evidence we have. And then he goes out and fabricates an alibi for that evidence. What the prosecution is trying to say is, tell us what your alibi is, and then we'll tell you what the evidence is so that you can't fabricate it. And I don't think the prosecution can do that. I don't.
I think the prosecution has to give it up.
They're asking him to present an alibi for events that he doesn't know he's accused of yet. Now he's just shooting in the dark. And I don't think it works that way. I don't think it's intended to work that way. And I don't think the prosecution can get away with that.
Oh, that's really interesting.
They have to show their hand first.
What state is this in?
I believe this is it New York?
Boy, we knew that.
I'm sorry, I asked.
Manhattan's DA's office. So, yes, this is in New York. And I think that they cannot get around their discovery process. They have to turn that over and then just deal with whatever Weinstein
you know
gets
what?
Back.
Weinstein is also trying to get rid of the third-degree rape charge.
Right.
Saying that it's beyond the statute of limitations. And I think he's got a pretty good case of getting that. Because
5-year statute of limitations.
Yeah, 5-year statute of limitations. It was alleged to have occurred in March of 2013, and he wasn't arrested until May of this year. So that looks like it's beyond.
There's also a RICO case against Weinstein RICO case.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, we got 30 seconds. Yeah, but we're going to talk about when we come back. We're going to finish up. Weinstein's got a RICO case against him, correct?
Yes, it's
and that's New York also. We got to talk about that, how that applies. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk, more about Harvey Weinstein case.
This is Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate U. 916-BETTER-0. Again, call 916-BETTER-0.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is you get extended criminal penalties and also civil penalties for acts performed as part of an ongoing criminal organization, and that is 18 U.S.C. 1961 through 1968 defined.
So in essence, the allegation here is for sex trafficking that Harvey Weinstein was engaging in this activity so often, the allegation is so often,
yes. allegation.
That it rose to the level of sex trafficking. I mean, let's put it this way. If you had a client and you had women going in and out of that client's hotel room, and your job was to get women, you're essentially a pimp, you would be guilty of sex trafficking. And they're saying that the Miramax Corporation was essentially doing this for Harvey Weinstein, which is what would make it a RICO-oriented violation. Now, the judge said something interesting in commentary.
Judge basically kind of said, no, but I'll let you amend your complaint.
That's right.
Right?
And then made a statement about Harvey Weinstein that was interesting. He says, we all know Weinstein...
No, give it a voice. Give it a voice.
We all know Weinstein wasn't attractive in such a way that, say, Paul Newman was attractive. He wanted sex.
So, in essence, what the judge...
Awesome.
In essence, what the judge is saying is this... Look, Harvey Weinstein is bragging about a lot of exploits with women, and look at him. He's not getting it because he's good-looking.
Yeah.
Okay?
Nor so Michael Moore.
Something might be untoward.
Something untoward must have been going on, and you folks at Miramax might have known that. That's the basis of the claim, but what the judge is saying is, that might be it, but you haven't alleged it specifically enough in your complaint. So get it together, and has given them to the 31st of October to do so.
To leave to amend, so they can amend their complaint.
Yes.
And then you can still throw it out, so we're going to find out what's going on with that. Duck boats. Let me tell you what's going on with the duck boats. This is where they had the drowning.
Whack.
17 people passed away. This is definitely a serious issue. It's not something to make fun of. But the interesting thing is the Attorney General's Office of Missouri is basically trying to shut down duck boats and trying to say they're dangerous under consumer protection laws. You shouldn't be out there. They're trying to ban the operation of these vehicle tours.
And they're also seeking financial penalties against the owners.
That's exactly right. And they're coming back, and basically what's happened now is the duck boat owners are saying, whoa, 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 wait, this is not an AG's office that can handle this. This all falls under the regulation of the United States Coast Guard and not the Missouri Attorney General's office. And so this is where the pounding back and forth between the Attorney General's office and the Duck Boat Operators Association and or the owners is going.
Is this a possible showboat thing? Because, I mean,
it's a showboat.
Metaphorically speaking, because people drown on boats all the time, and they're not trying to get rid of boats. And we know that duck boats were used for an amphibious landing on D-Day in World War II.
Right.
So I'm thinking, what would be the Missouri guy's motive for banning these when they've been out there all this time and, you know, they have one ugly and a very ugly and very tragic incident.
Right.
And next thing he knows, he says they all have to go away. What?
That could be, Cal. But all I know is the attorneys for the duck boat companies is asking the judge to dismiss the lawsuit.
Dismiss it, saying that the Missouri state court does not have jurisdiction, that the jurisdiction falls under the regulation of the U.S. Coast Guard.
Right.
So it's a really interesting who gets to be the one that takes on this.
And there are duck boats, by the way, in operation in Seattle.
Right.
Several locations around the country.
Yeah,
yeah,
which makes it interesting from you, Cal, because if this is a showboat operation on the part of the Attorney General, what better showboat operation do you have for the Attorney General than to tell the people, I went after them, and I'm not responsible for the result because ultimately they said I couldn't do
exactly
this.
The point. They took away my power.
Yes, I went after them. I tried to do it for you, but they took it away from me, so I can't be held responsible if people still have the opportunity
and
to write their votes.
And vote for me. If
yes,
you
exactly
yes.
right.
See?
Now let's get into the case that we've been dying
this
to get
is,
into.
This is what we're not. Okay, so California Penal Code, there's a code in the California Section 26820 in California that basically says, and it's been there for 95 years, that it prohibits the display of handguns or handgun placards that may be seen from an outside of a gun store. You can't put placards or signs or even the showing of a handgun in the windows or where you could see it from the outside. Got it? That's the law under California law, and they prohibit that. There has been a case. If the case is actually right, kind of basically out of the Sacramento area, there's some guns. It's called the Tracy Rifle and Pistol LLC v. Harris, which is the Attorney General's office. Isn't that correct? Of California.
That's right. It was former AG Kamala Harris, who's now a senator.
Right.
But it started when she was the AG.
Right. So this is what they allege, that they should not be able to do that. This is a lower court judge. Now, mind you, this is a federal court judge.
Actually, it's a judge that I know personally.
Do you? Okay. So this is the first level. There's two more levels. You can go to appellate. You can go to the state Supreme Court. But this lower court judge held the following. The court held that the state failed to show that the statute has any effect on handgun suicide or crime? That's the first thing the judge held. The judge then held that that the restricted disfavored speech without acknowledging the efficiency or of a policy choice that does not burden speech. And finally, the California may not accomplish its goals by violating the First Amendment. This judge says this is unconstitutional on its face and threw it out. So,
and this is U.S. District Court Judge Troy Nunley.
Yes.
He's in Sacramento.
Yeah.
And he also is a professor at Lincoln Law School.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
So
he said this isn't a Second Amendment case at all.
It's a First Amendment.
This is a First Amendment case,
yeah,
right on its face. Freedom of speech. And the state, while it may have a compelling reason to want to help with suicides and all that, there's no connection between restriction of the speech and achieving that purpose.
And he brought up statistics that said, let's look at the numbers and the amount of time between gun purchases and suicides and all of that in the course of the ruling. And I thought it was pretty well thought out. We'll see how it holds up. But it was a fascinating response to a very old law.
Well, he's a good judge. I think it's going to hold.
Yeah, whether you agree or disagree.
He also seemed to take issue with what do they call it? The parental issue that California has, trying to act as the basically not trusting its citizens, basically saying that almost that the law was presuming that because of this ad or an ad that was visible from the street or a placard inside,
that
people's own logic and common sense would be overridden and that they would go in and be compelled to buy a gun that could be used to hurt themselves. And he was like, it's paternalistic. That's the word I was looking for. And he said, look, I just don't think you're giving people enough credit here. Okay? It's just not.
Right. There's no reason to censor gun ownerships or gun businesses.
Yeah, there's going to be people listening there on both sides of the table here. But this is how interesting thing. How did this all start? This started in 2014. A company called Tracy Rifle. And Tracy, by the way, those of you in the Amargosa Valley, Tracy is a town in California, kind of, I'm going to say more central, almost central California, north central, I'm going to call it. California.
Probably about 90 miles southwest-ish of Sacramento.
That's exactly right.
And east of the Bay Area.
And it's very, it's a farm-type community. And this, they got cited by the State Department of Justice, Bureau of Firearms on September 12, 2014. The inspection found a large vinyl decal on the window, three of the decals depicting handguns and one a rifle, according to court documents, and therefore they were cited for this. Now, let me tell you, I'm not going to guarantee you, but I'll bet that store may have known that and said, they probably set it up and challenged it. I'm sure they're...
Or they probably had funding by NRA or something.
NRA or someone, and I guarantee they can't fund fighting this. So, hey, we're almost done. Let me tell you, next week, hold on to your
britches.
Oh, my gosh,
you guys have to tune in next week because it's me and Chris.
It's me Todd and Chris. And I. It's Chris and Denise
and
is in charge.
We get to really boof on these two guys that are going to be gone. I'm so happy.
Thanks for joining us. This is Fred Penny, Radio Law Talk, 9 to noon every Saturday, Pacific time. See ya.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. sure. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.